Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 22nd, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi. Here are our top stories this evening. Mines Minister Walter Chidakwa today ordered all diamond mining companies to cease operation with immediate effect after the companies failed to renew their licenses. And Harare magistrate has dismissed Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana's application to be removed from remand, ruling that he had. Mines Minister Walter Chidakwa today ordered all diamond mining companies to cease operation with immediate effect after the companies failed to renew their licenses. According to the state-controlled Herald newspaper, the minister told a press conference held in Harare today that the affected mines, mainly those operating from Chiadzwa in the Marange Diamond Fields in Manicaland, have been notified about this move. The newspaper further reported that Chidakwa also announced that the government-controlled Zimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Corporation now holds all diamond claims. Most diamond mining companies ignored a government call to form a consolidated company that would give the state a 50% shareholding. Studio 7 failed to reach the affected companies for a comment. However, Studio 7 reporter Jonga Kandemiri reached Farai Maguu, director of Center for Natural Resources Governance, who says though the government's move was a little too late, it's still welcome.
It's too little, too late. The damage has already been done. The diamond has been filtered out of the country. This is what should have been done many years ago. And we have been calling for this for a long time. But I also think, apart from just stopping these mines from operating until they comply with the minister's directives, there is need for a commission of inquiry to investigate everything that happened in Marange. Government, by its own admission, acknowledges that Marange Diamonds has been looted. So there is need to investigate who did what.
Why are these mining companies not complying with the government demands of renewing their licenses and also forming that consolidated mining company?
I think these companies have enjoyed the benefits of lawlessness for a long time. So Minister Chidakwa is trying to bring some light on these operations, and naturally, these efforts will be resisted. If the companies comply, I think we have much to benefit than to lose as a country. I have confidence that the minister has got something that he is trying to drive at. He wants transparency. He wants to have a centralized management of the mine operations in Marange. I think he wants to reduce the military influence in Marange.
That was Farai Maguu, Director of Center for Natural Resources Governance in Mutare, with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. Harare magistrate Makaichi Kwekwe today dismissed Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana's application to be removed from remand, ruling that he has a case to answer. Chikwekwe said Tomana should remain on remand as there are reasonable grounds to believe that he has a case to answer. Tomana is facing criminal abuse of office charges, or alternatively defeating the course of justice, after he authorized the release of Solomon Makumbe and Silas Fupa, who are accused of plotting to bomb President Robert Mugabe's family business concern Alpha and Omega Dairy. Tomana had filed papers claiming his arrest was unconstitutional, but Chikwekwe said he released the accused without even reading their dockets. Chikwekwe also said members of the police acted within the law, as only the president is immune from prosecution. The prosecutor general had also argued that his juniors cannot prosecute him, but the magistrate said they had the right qualifications to do the job at hand. For perspective, Studio 7's Blessing Zulu reached Tomana's lawyer, Tavani Mpofu, who was cagey about the way forward.
You soon see the way forward. We're waiting on something. you then report what we have done. Not comfortable with you guys reporting our thoughts. But yes, when those thoughts turn into something tangible, then yes, we'll place that before you and you'll be able to report on that.
But are you going to appeal?
Well, you'll see what we'll do. As I indicated, what we are going to do is a matter of strategy, is a matter of our thoughts at this stage. We can't share that at the present moment. But once we've taken a step, it will be there for everyone to see. And so you'll be able to report on that.
So you are still maintaining that his placement on remand is unconstitutional?
By all accounts.
That was Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana's lawyer Tavani Mpofu speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Opposition National Constitutional Assembly leader Professor Love Momadugu says the escalating tensions in the ruling ZANU-PF party and fears of a potential split is a blessing in disguise for Zimbabweans, as a united and strong ZANU-PF stifles political reforms. Madugu tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the country is headed in the wrong direction because of ZANU-PF's intransigence.
Well, I think it is quite common cause that the country is in a very, very bad shape in the sense of the growing levels of poverty, the growing levels of pain in people. You are not easily able to get money on the table to be able to fend for your family or to survive. Very difficult for a person to get food during this period of hunger and drought. And then it is a situation where you find that there's very little that the government is doing for its people. So I would describe the state of the nation as largely that of hopelessness for the majority.
And what is your take on what is happening in ZANU-PF? Obviously, it affects everyone since it is the ruling party.
Well, but I think what is happening in ZANU-PF, although it affects everyone, is very, very, very positive in the sense that that party must just be destroyed. It must destroy itself. So if they are going to be putting on the so-called self-destruction button, it will be very helpful. You need a very weak ZANU-PF for this country to get to a better situation. That strong ZANU-PF that will stand in the way of progress, a strong ZANU-PF that sees no reason, that sees no suffering, it hears no nothing, is not a good thing for our country. So what is happening in ZANU-PF, people must celebrate that. It's somewhat God's own answer to the problems that we face.
And now, Professor Madugu, we are now seeing former Vice President Joyce Mujuru saying she has registered a party, Zimbabwe People First. Are you willing to work with her as the NCA?
Not at all. We have no interest in working with Ms. Mujuru and her party. That is a ZANU-PF group, and these are people that have been in government for the past 35 years. They only left government when they were fired by their colleagues. We now know how they govern. You cannot separate Ms. Mujuru and a group from the policies that ZANU-PF has been pursuing since 1980.
That was Opposition National Constitutional Assembly leader Professor Love Mo Maduku speaking there with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Harare magistrate Makaichi Kwekwe today dismissed Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana's application to be removed from remand, ruling that he has a case to answer. Chikwekwe said Tomana should remain on remand as there are reasonable grounds to believe that he has a case to answer. Tomana is facing criminal abuse of office charges or alternatively defeating the course of justice after he authorized the release of Solomon Makumbe and Silas Fupa, who are accused of plotting to bomb President Robert Mugabe's family business concern Alpha and Omega Dairy. Tomana had filed papers claiming his arrest was unconstitutional, but Chikwekwe said he released the accused without even reading their dockets. Chikwekwe also said the members of the police acted within the law, as only the president is immune from prosecution. The prosecutor general had also argued that his juniors cannot prosecute him, but the magistrate said they had the right qualifications to do the job at hand. For perspective, Studio 7's Blessing Zulu reached Tomana's lawyer, Thabani Mpofu, who was cagey about the way forward.
You soon see the way forward. We working on something. You then report what we have done. Not comfortable with you guys reporting our thoughts. But yes, when those thoughts turn into something tangible, then yes, we'll place that before you and you'll be able to report on that.
But are you going to appeal?
Well, we'll see what will be. As I indicated, what we are going to do is a matter of strategy, is a matter of our thoughts at this stage. We can't share that at the present moment. But once we've taken a step, it will be there for everyone to see. And so you'll be able to report on that.
So you are still maintaining that his placement on remand is unconstitutional?
By all accounts.
That was Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana's lawyer Thabani Mpofu speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.